This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:46 right now, just turning 7:47. I'm Melissa Idris with Ibrahim Sani. Julian Ng will be speaking to the CEO of RHB Asset Management, Ho Sing Yi, on The Breakfast Grill today, coming up shortly. Quite interesting at the moment because RHB, not the biggest, but not the smallest of fund managers, but certainly one of the more lauded ones. They've bagged some fund management awards, and they've had a series of fund launches throughout the year with assets under management of about 55 billion ringgit.
Yeah, so the AUM of 55 billion ringgit, again, it's mid-size, and we want to know what the group's plans and their investment themes will be, particularly when we know that there is an increasing volatility in the business environment and the geopolitical landscape, more so because of the risk premium that is now being increased because of the 1MDB issue and the issue surrounding it. So I guess perhaps we can tap the CEO's insight a little bit more on what RHB Asset Management wants to do.
Ho Sing Yi on The Breakfast Grill coming up in 15 minutes. But first, news on Malaysia Airlines. They've just ordered 50 Boeing 737 MAX jets with firm orders for 25 and rights to purchase 25 more. This deal is worth $5.5 billion at list prices. Deliveries expected to begin in 2018.
Yeah, and if you pull back, you know, this news maybe a month or two behind, Air Asia has also placed a significant deal for planes. Tony Fernandez signed for 100 planes recently. And I think this is not just to match what Air Asia is doing, but to also boost up their capacity for their regional business. If you remember, MAB signed an agreement with Emirates to actually coexist within each other. And I think they need these planes to service that regional factors.
I also think that this is a big deal because it is the first major decision by Peter Bellew since he took over as CEO from Christoph Müller. Now, he was on The Breakfast Grill recently, Peter Bellew, and he was talking about relisting Malaysia Airlines by March 2019. Here he is in his own words.
So working backwards from March 19, I think it's very important to set a date for your internal Olympics. You have to have a target. You have to have a date to set for. Going back from there, really, we will have to have 5 quarters of profit or absolute break even with a good explanation for how that is. So moving back from there, that brings us to the start of 18. From here till the end of the whole of 17, we're going to have to fix the ship completely in the next 5.5 quarters. We have to move fast. There's no time to waste now. We've done very well on reducing the costs right across the operation. In fact, in many areas, the cost reductions have come in better than we expected. But the big focus over the next year is going to be on generating more revenue, on being far more aggressive on the sales and marketing side, on being innovative on the commercial side, and on chasing every last booking and seat that there is there around the planet to fill the aircraft and to get the overall revenue levels back up to where they should be.
That was Peter Bellew, the CEO of Malaysia Airlines, on The Breakfast Grill recently in his lovely Irish lilt. You can catch that full interview on our website. You can just go to bfm.my/MAS and you can get it right there. But interesting because he says, you know, they don't have that much time if they plan to list by March 2019. That's what, seven, eight quarters to go?
Yep, 7 quarters to go. They have to outperform themselves each and every single quarter. I think the core question right now is why is it important for us to list? Melissa, what do you think? Do you think they should list?
Yes, of course. I definitely think they should go back to the market just to get, you know, to get government out of business once again. This should be a public enterprise. Let shareholders and let investors vote on the performance of Malaysia Airlines with their pockets.
You know, essentially, it's not just about the public versus private argument, right? It's not about the government versus non-government issue. I think private firms can still be successful. If you think about it, Petronas is a private firm. They were successful until the oil prices dropped. Cargill is also a private company. Internationally, Saudi Aramco, Coke, Dell Computers, they're all private. You can still be private and still be successful. However, MAS, in my opinion, they delisted under negative circumstances. They were delisted in 2014 after they have suffered cumulative losses of over 8 billion ringgit from 2001 until the time that they delisted. And I think Musk, while they have spent more years as a public listed company, they need to solve this public perception issue. And therefore, I think it is also very important for Musk to list.
One of the things that Peter Belly said on the Breakfast Grill that stuck with me was the fact that he said, you know, they really need to step up their marketing efforts. They had a very successful run with, I think, post-Brexit, they had a Brexit marketing campaign, if I'm not mistaken, which was very successful, according to Peter Bellew. But he said that, you know, for the past couple of years, they've taken a back seat when they were scared to attempt aggressive marketing and branding, which is completely understandable coming off the aviation disasters. But now I think it's time for them to really address the issue of putting their name out there. And one of the things that Peter Bellew said already is that that is one of the top priorities.
And because he is an operations guy, he was a COO before, he knows how to solve the plumbing issues. And because of the plumbing issues being resolved, and remember, there's also this negative issue of letting people go, letting routes go as well. All that has been done, the kitchen sinking has been done by his predecessor, Christoph Müller. I think it's green skies and clear skies for Peter Bellew to take it forward.
Well, we've got a tweet coming in from our regular listener, Sheikh Sharir. He is in the aviation industry, and he has tweeted saying that what people don't see is the morale boost that this order brings to the airline staff. It is, in fact, the first sign that Malaysia Airlines is turning around.
And to add to that, he does say that these kind of statements does bring Musk to remain at par with regional competitors who have ordered new planes. So it's a moral boost, but at the same time, it's an economic decision as well. And therefore, for the first time in many, many quarters, Musk is indeed heading in the right direction.
Fantastic. Well, keep an eye on that. But the other big news, Ibrahim, this morning was the fact that Fitch Ratings has downgraded Petronas's long-term currency debt papers from A to A-. But they've kept the outlook stable. And this follows the downgrade of Malaysia's long-term local bond credit rating to A- from A last week.
Yeah, and this is the second downgrade by Fitch on Malaysia and Malaysia Incorporated. You're right, Fitch has downgraded Malaysia's long-term local bonds credit rating from A- from the solid A that we had before. And the key factors that they mentioned is that Malaysia faces a strong public finance fundamentals, but they don't have that nimbleness and flexibility to handle long-term currency issues. So in this sense, if you think about it, Petronas, they are on two angles right now. Long-term, they have been downgraded, but short-term, they are still maintaining at solid A. And perhaps the reason for this is because of the outlook that Malaysia is facing. While Malaysia is facing, or they say Malaysia is stable, Malaysia Incorporated in general do not have that luxury of managing that same kind of long-term volatility. So because of this, I think Petronas is indeed in trouble in terms of long-term rating.
Well, they were not the only GLC that was downgraded by Fitch. Etika Insurance, Etika Takaful as well, both part of Maybank, they were both downgraded by one notch. MNRB's Malaysian Reinsurance Berhad was also downgraded by one notch. All these companies' outlooks, though, stable.
Yeah, and I think this has been a long time coming because other oil and gas firms have been downgraded. In February this year, Fitch downgraded Shell following the acquisition of the BG Group, remember that one, where they had to finance the $53 billion deal. In February this year, S&P downgraded Chevron. Also early in the year, S&P downgraded Murphy Oil's corporate credit rating. So I guess, you know, it's not looking good for the oil and gas sector.
Just a quick one as well. Malaysia Airports was downgraded, but this was prompted by external factors. The Turkish political turmoil has, posed a huge challenge on MHB's Istanbul unit. They've got the Sabiha Gökçen Airport there. So now the outlook is changed to negative by Moody's.
You know, what I'm looking forward to is that these rating agencies might want to revisit their rating on MAS and whether or not Malaysia Airlines Berhad or Malaysian Aviation Group will get a positive rating following their restructuring process.
Okay. 7:56 right now. Very quickly, let's take a look at Tokyo-based Mitsui & Co. They've invested 412 million ringgit market in Columbia Asia, which is one of the healthcare companies.
Yeah, so this might prepare Mitsui in the entry into Japan's hospital industry business because Japanese law does prohibit ownership of medical facilities by businesses. So recent discussions in the government suggests that the regulations may be relaxed in the future, and perhaps we can extrapolate this to the Abenomics, where we want to get more private initiatives in the healthcare services. So this marks Mitsui's entry into the Japanese hospital industry by buying into Columbia Asia. It's worthy to note that Columbia Asia is one of Asia's largest and fastest growing healthcare companies. This rivals IHH Healthcare. So again, it doesn't stop at Columbia Asia, because there are rumors that Mitsui might want to look into buying IHH and other healthcare companies as well.
Okay, there you go. Okay, we've got the breakfast grill coming up after the 8 o'clock news bulletin at the top of the hour. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.